Moroni, My Mom, and A Lesson for My Life by Louisa Ho. This lesson from the Book of Mormon helped me know that I'm never spiritually alone. Many things changed for me the year I turned 17. I was advancing to a new school and moving on to my third year of seminary. Not only that, but I had a new seminary teacher, my mom. Did I mention I was the only student in her class? Since the school I was going to attend was an hour's train ride from where I lived, my mother decided to teach me early morning seminary at home so I would be able to reach school on time. I was fortunate to have her teach me every day, but it was also a little nerve-wracking. I had to give her my fullest attention, which was especially a struggle at 5:30 in the morning. When we were studying the Book of Mormon, we came to Moroni, a prophet I really admire. However, I've always wondered, why was Moroni alone? Why didn't Heavenly Father send someone to accompany him? Why didn't he complain when the Lord left him all alone to finish the Book of Mormon? My mother explained that because of his righteousness and faith in Heavenly Father, Moroni knew that he was not alone. He had Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ to help him complete the Book of Mormon. I realized then that Moroni didn't need anyone to be physically there because he knew that someone was spiritually there watching over him. He knew that Heavenly Father would never leave his side. That had a huge impact on me. I know now that whenever I think I'm alone, I'm not spiritually alone, since I have the companionship of the Holy Ghost, who helps me feel closer to my Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ. I know that as long as I have faith and trust in the Lord, I will never walk alone. This particular lesson made an impact on my faith and my testimony of Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ. Although I was worried about having seminary at home, I'm now grateful because it has given me special learning experiences with my mom. Louisa Ho lives in Singapore. Ideas for learning and living the gospel at home. Record spiritual promptings. Writing down your impressions can help you be more spiritually aware, including after you've prayed, read the scriptures, or participated in family home evening. Share what you learn from seminary, church, your scripture study, or even ideas from your daily life. Sharing insights strengthens others. Prepare for family home evening. For example, you might ask your parents for an assignment, or your family might agree to have everyone read a general conference talk or a chapter of scripture and discuss it together at your next family home evening. Learn from everyday life. What situations require you to exercise faith? What opportunities do you have to keep your covenants? How do the things around you testify of Christ?
Sidebar: Home, the Gospel Learning Workshop. One place where we best seek to be filled with light and truth is in our own homes. Families are the Lord's workshop on earth to help us learn and live the gospel. We come into our families with a sacred duty to help strengthen each other spiritually. Strong, eternal families and spirit-filled homes do not just happen. They take great effort, they take time, and they take each member of the family doing his or her part. Every home is different, but every home where even one individual seeks for truth can make a difference. Cheryl A. Esplin, First Counselor in the Primary General Presidency, Filling Our Homes with Light and Truth, Ensign, May 2015, page 8.
What do the Scriptures teach about learning the gospel? Apply thine heart to understanding. Proverbs chapter 2, verse 2. The Spirit of truth will guide you into all truth. John chapter 16, verse 13. Learn in thy youth to keep the commandments of God. Alma chapter 37, verse 35. Seek learning. even by study and also by faith. Doctrine and Covenants, section 88, verse 118. End of the article. Moroni, My Mom, and a Lesson for My Life, by Louisa Ho. Read by Kristen Hawkins.